It was a beautiful night to be out. 20 degrees Celsius with a light breeze that carried a trace of the Gold Coast's nightlife with it. Stalking toward the half-built commercial complex, I had to admit that everything looked so much more sinister in the dark. Or maybe that was just the trauma of my past, a lingering reminder of my last deployment. I had seen things there that would haunt my dreams forever. The darkness of night had a way of cloaking the world in shadows and amplifying fear. A twig breaking, something skittering across scrap metal. With the sun shining overhead, I wouldn't have given any of those a second thought. Stalking through the abandoned skeleton of a failed construction contract at night was a whole other matter. Was that my foe? Or simply a possum hunting about for something to feed its family? Part of me hoped for the latter, but that would be bad news for my client's daughter, who had been missing for the better part of 2 days. Into the darkness I went. My father had always taught me to face my fears.
"Things are less scary when you look them in the eye, son."
I could hear his voice in my head as I approached the temporary fence surrounding the building. It was good advice for the most part, though my dad had never had to defuse an IED in a building where children were playing upstairs. Sometimes your fear wasn't the danger itself. It was that you wouldn't manage to rise to the occasion and the heavy burden of fear that your failure might cost someone else their life. Ice water might run in my veins, but sooner or later, everyone found their limits. I knew too many good soldiers who had found theirs. These days, I used my military training to help others in a way I'd never expected. An old army buddy, a man called Tempest Michaels, gave me the idea. At the time, I'd thought he was crazy. Now, I was starting to see the light. I am 6'2", broad-shouldered, with a solid jaw. My appearance had been an asset when I was in the service. Now, in civilian life, I found it tended to intimidate folks. My short, light brown hair swept tidily to one side wasn't enough to make me approachable, and it was far easier to be my own boss than get a job.